Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. USDA Secretary Rollins announced this week the agency will publish a notice of intent to develop an environmental impact statement and corresponding proposed rules to rescind the 2001 roadless rule that restricted access to more than 57 million acres of national forest land. The proposed rule will leave the state-based agreements in Colorado and Idaho intact, while applying to all other roadless areas across the country. In sum, approximately 47 million acres will be addressed through the rulemaking. If published as anticipated, the 21-day public comment period is scheduled to elapse on September 19th. The industry is developing comments on the proposal to emphasize the need to plan ahead for the release of roadless acres, to include inventory of available grazing allotments and prioritization for activation, plans for containing recreational access and potential soil degradation, and plans to mitigate fire risk. In other news, shipping time's around the corner for many North Dakota cattle ranchers. For some, that means loading the trucks and heading to the local auction market. For others, the calf crop will be sold off the ranch and the trucks will be going directly to their new owners. Brand inspection and veterinary services are available at the auction markets, and special arrangements do not have to be made to get the necessary inspection and veterinary clearances as cattle move through those marketing channels. For that reason, producers who are used to selling at their local market may not think about those critical steps if they sell off the farm or ranch. Chief Brand Inspector Corby Ward recommends producers make those arrangements well in advance. While a bill of sale is a legal proof of ownership in North Dakota, it does not suffice when cattle, horses, or mules move across the state line. A brand inspection must be done before anything crosses the border, even if a producer is retaining ownership. The brand inspection certificate must also accompany the livestock to their destination. To make an appointment for a brand inspection, visit our website for a complete list of inspectors and their contact information. Pre-registration for the Stockmen's 96th Annual Convention and Trade Show, Think Big, Achieve More, is now open. The convention will be September 24th through the 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot and will include informational speakers, policy development sessions, educational workshops, awards presentations, and fun. Pre-registration forms were mailed and can also be found on the association's homepage. If you pre-register by September 10th, you can take advantage of discounted registration and meal prices. And, of course, on-site registration will also be available. The Allbreeds Cattle Tour will come on the heels of the Stockmen's Convention. 12 premier seed stock producers will be featured on the 38th Annual Allbreeds Cattle Tour, October 6th and 7th in the Steele area. Pre-registration for that is not required, but is encouraged for meal and bus planning purposes. To ensure a spot on the bus and to be entered in a special incentive drawing, contact Jade Koski, Stockman's Special Projects Director, here at our office. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, call us at 223-2522 or visit ndstockman.org. That's all for Stock Talk this week. I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend.